this video is the first of a new series I'm going to have about how to create music with live instruments on GarageBand. Most of it is going to be kind of more rock, maybe indie slash various styles. Definitely a departure from what I've been playing. Had a lot of videos up on how to use samples. Had about, you know, close to 100,000 views for all the videos that I have up. So I definitely thank everybody for watching, and hopefully now people who watch those can get something out of these new videos. This might be for a little bit of a different crowd, or for some people, you know, who are into the hip hop or sample scene and want to get more into using live instruments. This track is basically just a mashup of sounds that I created using a guitar. Not a guitarist, I'm actually a drummer, and I've been shown how to play a couple chords, so I'll show how it's very simple. Lay down a simple rhythm, may just have, you know, four or five different chords, simple progression, and then put an overlaying melody sound over that, import some drums from GarageBand, or take some breakbeats from YouTube, incorporate it in your track, add effects, and then you get the full vibrant sound. So this video, I'm going to go through everything. I'm going to go through it rather quick. It's a little bit of a long video, but I'm going to go through each piece, and then in later videos I'll have kind of a more in-depth picture of how you create each sound, how you go about step-by-step to creating a full track.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, like I said, is give you a quick overview. We got about 12 tracks here, mainly guitar tracks, got a bass track, got rhythm guitar tracks, got a kind of an overlay, accent, got one or two accent tracks, have about four or five percussion tracks. This video, I'm not going to show you in particularly how to do each track one by one, but I'm going to show you how the song is structured. As you see, everything you see piece by piece by piece. This is a lot like the sample videos about creating hip hop music. I basically play something once, not, you know, like I said, I'm not a guitarist, so I just sample it, or I just play it once, loop it, and then I just chop it up and mix it down so that, you know, I have kind of a really consistent sound to everything. So this is how the track sounds at the beginning. So the different parts, what I'm going to mainly show you in this video is the different sections, and kind of show you an order of how I put it down. First thing, rhythm, very simple, about, you know, power chords. Just look up power chords on Google, and you'll basically be able to play like 80 to 90% of the music that comes out of these days. It's really easy. It's just finger mashing for to create notes. Took one of the Motown drum loops out of GarageBand's loop library. If you don't know how to find anything out of loop library, Google that as well. Simple. I took down the bass on it totally, so all you hear are the high-end notes, the shaker, the hi-hat. Then I added this kind of accent sound. Put a ton of delay on it, so it just keeps echoing forever. Repeat 121% and mix 39% so you can hear it. It's just going to keep going. And then I added like a melody over it. Basically, I just take a lot of the songs I have, basically have some type of melody slash solo type guitar thing going on. Basically, I just find one string, two strings, find the key note the song is in, and then like a ladder, I go up and down the ladder, and I skip, you know, the frets. You go up, find the notes that match, find the notes that don't match, and you just mix and match till you get something you like. So that's the whole thing. So first part is you have the rhythm, drums, that background accent, as well as the over-the-top melody. And then up here you're going to hear it's going to switch into kind of a more of a heavy mode. And this is the bass of the song. So again, we have the rhythm, add the drums, another drum loop I took off GarageBand. I put on the noise gate, or else it would sound a little too funky. This is what it sounded like. Way too funky. Put on the noise gate, put it to -4 decibels. It cuts off anything that doesn't reach that sound level. It only takes what goes over that, so I have a lot of the bass. Real heavy hitting bass drum and snare drum. It filters out everything else. So this is the basis of the track where I start off. Add the bass guitar. All the bass guitar is my guitar with a GarageBand effect called Vocal Transformer. Turn it down to -24, drops it down an octave or two. Now the bass sounds like the guitar sounds like a bass guitar. I have that overlay part that you heard at the beginning is still going through it. I added another new part, which is just kind of an accent. This is what it sounds like. I had a lot of tracks like this in the songs I made. Definitely gives it a more full, vibrant feel. Add cymbals. Cymbals are great for accents. Add shaker. So here's the percussion. All the percussion that the song has. And then I just add kind of a one string, like I showed before, kind of a solo or overlay or melody. It's not really a solo, but it's kind of the one instrument that sings over the top. Basically what I do is I find the key note and I just play over that. Key note, and then I just walk up and down the ladder with that. So that's what the whole thing sounds like. Here's the next change up, which will go back to the intro. Very simple, just basically a fallback from what you're listening to. Oh, I wasn't playing it. So this is what that sounds like. The drums on this are basically drums that I took from Solange, which is Beyonce's sister. I didn't know she had a sister. Looked up drum breaks and I just found it. This is what it was originally 120 beats per minute. I slowed it down to about 70. This is what it originally sounded like. I turned down the bass all the way, turned up the treble, so I could just get those high end sounds off of it, and just added a guitar over the top. Very simple, and you'll hear how it loops back to the beginning. I didn't loop right, I had it off, but basically you can see how it comes back. So, I mean, that's basically it. Again, here's the song. You see all the different pieces. I don't play anything straight through. I loop just about everything simply because I can't play it straight through without making a million mistakes. Some of these tracks maybe take me 4 or 5 times before I get them right. So, you know, it's definitely a process, but it's something you can get through whether regardless if you're extremely talented or just a beginner at playing. So again, this video is rather quick. I don't really touch on anything, while at the same time I touch on everything, all the different tracks. But it's just the intro video of what kind of is going to be in store for these later videos that I'm going to come out with about how to use simple, you know, simple guitar, cheap guitar, probably for $199, get a guitar, get a chord, you have a Mac, you have GarageBand, you basically have your entire home studio. And that's all you need in order to make, you know, really good quality sounding stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next one.